This is Bill Alford with the Hams Market Commentary for Wednesday, April 13th. Hams sold 9,200 hogs Tuesday, selling in a range of $221 to $234 per CKG. Due to severe weather on the western Canadian prairies, today's sales are down sharply at 2,600 head, selling in a range of $221 to $235 per CKG. Hams number one sows this week are steady, selling in the range of 73 to 80 cents per pound live weight. Hams cash hog price today is up, and forward contract prices opened lower this morning. On Tuesday, the Canadian dollar was up 2 basis points, with the daily exchange rate at 1.2617. The Canadian dollar is currently trading at 79.41 cents U.S. Daily U.S. cash prices are moderately higher in all reporting regions relative to the previous day, with the Western Corn Belt up by a nickel and the National Formula Basis up 11 cents U.S. 100 weight. The moves have not been enough to overcome the weekly trend, though, and all regions are still coming in lower than the previous week's benchmark. An almost complete reversal in belly prices resulted in a modest 16-cent increase in the net value of the cutout in yesterday's afternoon report. Volatility in bellies has been a feature of the market recently, which is not expected to see a firming trend until heading into the summer, but at prices nearing $190 U.S. 100 weight, the primal may have limited further upside. Lean hog futures are lower this morning, have not maintained the momentum seen in yesterday's session. The autumn contracts have seen more strength than the summer month contracts, but all futures have been so far unable to overtake the higher values seen at the end of March. Some market watchers have been suggesting 2014 levels are once again possible, but that premise rests mostly on a supply-side argument, and demand for the out remains to be seen. Inflationary concerns, if realized fully, will reduce the amount of discretionary spending in a macro context, which will likely limit net demand in all sectors, including food and subsequently pork. Pork exports are also below 2020 and 2021 volumes today, and are expected to remain lower than the two at year's end.